This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is the projected winner of the U.S. presidency. After days of vote counting, it was the state of Pennsylvania that put Biden over the top. The Associated Press called Pennsylvania for the former vice president Saturday morning, and AP's Julie Pace explains why.
That is a heavily Democratic area. After we made that race call, we're able to get some additional Democratic votes from Allegheny County, another big Democratic area of the state. And what we have seen over the last several days is just that margin of Joe Biden's lead has continued to grow. And we're confident at this point that it will no longer shrink and give Donald Trump a chance to overtake him.
Donald Trump is the first incumbent president to lose the White House since George H.W. Bush in 1992. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
For months, the president painted an apocalyptic picture of what America would look like in a Biden presidency.
Biden will deliver poverty, misery, depression. I will deliver jobs, jobs, jobs.
Calling himself the last thing standing between the nation and chaos, seeming amazed anybody would even consider making Biden president.
You can't do that to our country. He's not mentally equipped.
To the end, the president challenged the election's integrity. As he headed to his golf club this morning, he tweeted in all caps, "I won this election by a lot." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
World leaders have posted congratulations to the president-elect. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said, "The U.S. is our most important ally, and I look forward to working closely together on our shared priorities from climate change to trade and security." The leaders of France, Germany, the EU, Greece, Belgium, and several other countries also followed with their congratulations. You can find more on our website. This is VOA News. Ethiopian lawmakers voted Saturday to replace the current government of the federal state of Tigray after the army launched airstrikes to destroy military assets in the region in a worsening internal conflict. Fears are mounting over the prospect of civil war after Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed sent federal troops and aircraft into the region, with which Addis Ababa has been embroiled in a bitter feud. Despite growing international alarm, Abiy has vowed there will be more airstrikes on Tigray, defending his move toward conflict as a limited operation necessary to restore law and order in the region. Shops, streets, and squares in Athens, Greece were silent and empty Saturday as a three-week nationwide lockdown to combat a sharp spike in coronavirus cases took effect. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
Only supermarkets, pharmacies, primary schools, industries, and delivery food services remain open across the country. Greeks need a permit to venture outdoors and must text their requests. Movement is only allowed for work, doctors' visits, and exercise. Only hair salons were bustling with life after hairdressers were given an extension until Monday to allow residents to get their locks in order. Greek officials said that there was a 20% increase in confirmed infections in the past week alone.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. French police have stepped up checks to ensure that the nationwide lockdown is respected across the country and non-essential travel is avoided. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
France reinstated a one-month national lockdown on October 30th. Movement is restricted to 1 kilometre from one's residence. There are exceptions for work that can't be done from home, family obligations and medical visits. Paris's deputy traffic police chief, Jean-Sébastien Rossadoni, says they're implementing checks such as this daily to monitor if people have valid permits to travel. Violations are subjected to a €135 fine for a first offence, which increases to €200 for a second instance within 15 days. Third-time violators within 1 month face a €3,750 fine and a six-month prison term.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. Tropical Depression Eta is expected to strengthen as it moves toward the Bahamas, the Cayman Islands, and Florida. Eta slammed into Central America as a Category 4 hurricane this week and devastated the area with flooding and landslides that killed scores of people. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.